Rania.
And I'm Ismail.
And this is the first episode of the Happy Marriage Podcast. Okay, so so we're kind of like a couple of introverts who decided to to put ourselves out there.
Yeah.
Why? Because we've been married for 31 years. Mm. We've been together for
34
years. Mm. And
we're still going.
Yeah. We thought that it would be really valuable for everybody out there who was married or
getting married,
thinking about getting married, and sort of wondering how to make it work.
Or what it's like.
And so we thought we'll get on here as just people who have been married for this long, and also as NLP and hypnosis master practitioners. Mm. I'm a happiness consultant.
I'm an entrepreneur.
And we thought, okay, let's share our insights, let's share our tips, not so that we can tell people how to make it work, as though this is the way it works, but to get people thinking about how it could work for them, because it's going to be unique for everybody. There isn't one way to have a happy marriage. There's your way. There's what's going to work for you as a couple, which means, of course, for you individually as people first.
Yes.
So that's why we're here. A little bit more about us and how this all began. We met in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
We met running, actually. It was a 24-hour marathon.
Yeah.
And we met on the sidewalk in between runs.
Mm-hmm.
And
3 a.m.
At 3 a.m., yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you remember most vividly about that?
Your voice.
Yeah, I think that's true. The first thing that struck Ismail was my voice, which then he was fooled, because after 12 midnight, my voice changes. It becomes really hoarse. Obviously, if I'm talking a lot, it doesn't just change on its own at 12. But I mean, if I'm up and talking a lot, my voice becomes really, really hoarse.
Mm.
And he found that very attractive. Little did he know that voice did not.
It goes away. It
goes away. So he didn't really have that voice much again. But that was the first thing. And we had great conversations.
Mm. Yep.
Weird conversations as well.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah, I called him a pig.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very weird.
Which was
and so,
very weird,
and then we spent about half an hour talking about how dare I call him a pig, and I had to explain how pig doesn't mean anything negative in our family. We use it very casually.
Mm.
So it was very weird for you, but it was nice. And after that day, we had a lot of ups and downs before we actually got together.
Mm.
And we'll be talking about getting together in future episodes. We'll be talking about staying together. We'll be talking about growing together and thriving together. Because that's, to us, that's what it's really about. It's not about just staying together. It's about having a relationship that really allows each one of us separately to thrive.
Mm.
And then together, that's just like, you know, even better. It's icing on the cake.
Mm.
So that's why we're here. Ismail, the floor is yours.
Well, I'd like to talk about maybe in our first episode about why get married, and that's some people take it for granted that you have to get married at a certain age, that this is what life is about. You know, you get it at a certain age, you must get married. And if you're one of those people who are thinking of getting married, this is a very good chance to understand what are the foundations that need to be there before you decide to get married, and how to maybe, you know, better your chances at making this a wonderful journey. It has been wonderful for us, and of course any journey has its ups and downs, but learning the basic rules or the basic foundations is pretty important. And I think that's one of the things we did very, very well in our first several months before we actually decided to be together. And we're going to be talking about that as well.
Yeah, and then also you mentioned something. What do you think about that, the idea that you have to get married?
It's I guess, conditioning. I mean, it's what we were brought to think is the right thing to do. But whether it's marriage or otherwise, I mean, being in a relationship with somebody for the rest of your life requires some things to be there. And that's what we're going to be discussing in many episodes.
And so, yeah, my take on have to, I don't believe you have to get married at all or have to anything really, because, I mean, if we're taking that as a reason to get married, that's, in my opinion, not a reason to get married. So a reason to get married is I want to get married. I want to spend my time with this person, because being with this person helps me be an even better person, maybe, you know. helps me grow. It helps me, I feel good. And it kind of, and that's something that took me a long time to learn to do, but it's like you want to be with this person, but you also can be alone.
Yeah.
And that was really hard for me. And so that's also a learning that I've had just recently, actually.
I think one of the things that couples need to know is that they need to be able to enjoy themselves on their own in a relationship. And that is not something that people expect out of each other when they're married. They think that, you know, we have to be happy together, and that being happy on your own makes you feel a bit guilty or something, and something's wrong, that you're enjoying yourself on your own. And I think that's, again, one of the things that we need to be talking about, because there's a lot of misconceptions about marriage that can end up ruining the relationship. And I think there's so much to discuss concerning
expectations.
Expectations are
really important. And even though we can enjoy ourselves separately, we do invest a lot of time
together.
In being together.
Yeah.
So we're not this couple that sort of, you know, have their separate lives and stuff. No, we're very much a together couple.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of alone time as a couple, but we're also able to, you know, not be together all the time, and each one of us is doing their own thing, and then we share and we learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking a lot about as well different things like respect in relationships and trust, things like forgiveness, things like just basics of communication,
mm-hmm.
and what not to bring into the conversation, because we tend to often when we argue, even us, anybody, you tend to bring in things in the past. Well, you always do that, or you remember, but it's not about that. It's just about this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The more you bring things into the past, it just kind of messes the argument more. Or you sometimes think about the future. Oh, but if he's doing this now, that means he's always going to be doing this. So I think a lot of communication tips are going to help
right.
people, because there are like little fine tuning that you can do
mm.
in terms of how you respond to things that can improve.
Also, with communication, I'd like to talk about the words you use. Sometimes we use words that could be hurtful, or that could be, you know, sending the wrong message unknowingly. And I think it's very important in a relationship to be aware of which words you're using, because sometimes you're misrepresenting your case, which might, you know, end up in an argument that is really unnecessary. But like I said, there's lots of episodes coming, and we're going to be discussing a lot of things that can hopefully help you have a great relationship.
Yeah, and I think the main message here, it really can be great.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be great even if it isn't great right now
mm-hmm.
for you. It can be great even if it's starting to turn boring or, you know, painful. I really believe there is really a lot of hope. As long as there's to me, common values is the biggest thing. Common values, and maybe sometimes people need outside help to help them communicate better, and that's fine as well, to actually get professional help to help you communicate. But there really is hope for good communication in relationships, which is the building block of a healthy and happy relationship. I believe that. We're here to help you make your marriage work even better for you. We're not assuming that your marriages aren't working, so hopefully they are, but you know, you kind of always anyway have to be, this is one of the few times I'll use have to's, but yeah, my belief is you need to be sort of like watering the plant, right? You need to be maintaining the relationship. It's like if you're built a home, and this is a beautiful home, and it's pretty and it's glossy and everything's perfect, even a home that is really well made, it's not going to last forever, right? After a while, a year or two, something starts to happen with the paint or with the plumbing or with the electricity, and it needs maintenance, and you need to invest in it. And you don't want to wait until it starts to fall apart. So what you want to be doing is continuously
mm-hmm.
giving it your energy, giving it your effort, because, you know, whatever you're focusing on giving your energy to is what's going to be flourishing in your life. And if you want that to be your marriage, then approaching it in a positive way, and giving it a lot of your energy every day is going to help it grow.
Yeah, I think one of the best pieces of advice I got right before we got married was from a friend of ours, who was much older and who's been married for such a long time back then, was he told me personally that, you know, this marriage is like a plant. You need to water it every day. And I took it as an important piece of advice, but I didn't really translate what that means. I mean, what do I need to do on a daily basis? And it was Rania actually in one occasion when we had an argument about something, and I sort of, being myself back then, just decided to, you know, be upset for the next couple of weeks about it. And she sort of told me, listen, this is not going to work. this is not going to happen. This relationship will not continue if we don't resolve any issue that we have on the same day before we go to sleep. And ever since then, I think this is what we've been doing for 30 plus years, is whenever we have an argument or a conflict or about anything, we make the effort to resolve it on the day. And that's, we use open and honest communication. I mean, there's nothing to hide, and that creates a bond and sort of friendship between the couple, whereby you feel like you can say anything and not be afraid to be judged, you know, for feeling or thinking that way, which is very, very important in relationships. Like, and hopefully we'll have time to discuss many, many issues and give you a lot of tips during this podcast that are going to be very important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, we almost, maybe 95% of the time we stuck to that rule. There have been maybe only
very rare cases,
maybe two
where
or three times in the whole 30 years. And of course, it doesn't mean, just in case anybody's thinking it has to be immediate, it doesn't, because sometimes the person, whoever, the one who's upset, sometimes we need space anyway. So sometimes you need to give the person whatever they need, whether it's half an hour or two, to not discuss this. Because sometimes discussing things when you're not feeling well isn't going to work either. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying you have to do it immediately, but we did stick to the rule of doing it sometime before we sleep. And it gives us a better sleep as well.
So
I think this is a really good indication of where we're coming from, what we want to offer for you guys. And the most important thing really is for you to tell us how we can help. What's on your mind? What kind of things are you going through that maybe you want to ask us, as just people who have been together for so long, or as practitioners, as a happiness consultant? We could even talk about entrepreneurship if you want. We're both entrepreneurs. I'm also a mindset and business coach. But if you have any questions for us, we'd love to answer them through these episodes. We'll be releasing episodes every couple of weeks in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how it goes. As long as we're enjoying it, you're benefiting, we'll keep going. And yeah, that's it.
I guess so.
So let us know what you think. Any questions, send them over.